Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, specialists, experts.
What do those people have to do with totalitarianism? We explore that, kind of piggybacking off of the short window of revelation that Ketanji Brown Jackson opened with her inability to answer a basic question about biology. It really kind of got us thinking. We build out that theme throughout this hour, a deep episode as far as kind of going diving deep into the ideas behind what's happening in our country. I think you'll really enjoy it and hopefully learn something, because I certainly did preparing for it. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank all of you. You guys are the best audience. The amount of support you guys have given us since Twitter decided to ban us has just been extraordinary. So thank you. It's very touching, and we deeply appreciate it. It allows us to continue to fight, to grow, to travel. It's truly amazing. Thank you. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. We have our Student Action Summit now announced in late July in Tampa, Florida, tpusa.com/SAS. Our tour is up and running, tpusa.com/tour, Arkansas, Auburn, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Boulder, Berkeley, UC Fullerton, tpusa.com/tour. And our Young Women's Leadership Summit is live. So go to tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. And while you're at tpusa.com, start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. All right. Important episode. I think you will enjoy what we have to say and the argument we make. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. By now, you've probably heard the back and forth between Ketanji Brown Jackson and Marsha Blackburn. We went into this in great detail yesterday and talked about how Ketanji Brown Jackson was unable to answer a very basic question. She was not able to answer the question of what is a woman. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson, of course, has been mocked openly by almost every major conservative media outlet. You wouldn't even know she said this if you looked at CNN or New York Times. The only way they describe it is right-wingers pounce on Ketanji Brown Jackson to be unable to answer question or to yielding to experts. And it kind of struck me as very interesting the way that she answered this question. And I listened to this tape over and over again. And first of all, Ketanji Brown Jackson has a smug attitude. She has a contempt for the entire process. She feels entitled to be the next Supreme Court justice. You get to see in her mannerisms, the way she's answering questions. She does not have any, so I don't think she has any humility that prior nominees have had, such as Amy Coney Barrett, who I thought was magnanimous and charming. Ketanji Brown Jackson has no such tone in how she's approaching this. But I want you to re-listen to this tape because I think it's very telling. In fact, it's a unique window into how Ketanji Brown Jackson and the upcoming CRT regime, or the new statists, if you will, that we are going to be battling for the rest of my life, how they view the world. It's a window into who they think should actually have the power and why they think you should have almost none. Play cut 55.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
She's not a biologist. Now, she should be mocked for that. She should be ridiculed for her inability to answer just a basic biological question. XX, XY chromosomes, not that hard. Women can give birth, men cannot. Pretty easy, pretty simple. What an opportunity for Ketanji Brown Jackson to have had a viral moment that might have had Republicans vote for her. Say, excuse me? I'm a woman. I'm a mother. I know what a woman is. You know what a woman is, Marsha Blackburn. Instead, she almost says, no, I can't answer that, because she knew, of course, the alphabet mafia would come after her. But the way she answered it, though, was more than just I can't, which is I'm not the specialist here. I'm just a judge trying to be on the Supreme Court. And that ties into a theme that I want to make sure we drive home today. I want to make sure that this is properly described, because it's very important that we understand what we're up against. You see, statists, people that want bigger government, Marxists, socialists, people that are running the inner workings of the growing regime, they need specialists. They need to yield their control or yield control of society to a collection of people that are hyper-specialized. State control of society requires specialists. Now, this trend started with what we know as the progressive era or progressivism. In particular, it was because of a president who was president of, first of Princeton University, then governor of New Jersey, who became president of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson famously attacked the Declaration of Independence. Was the first president to say that we need to move on from the founding ideals. He said that government must adjust to the times that we are in. And in order to do so, we need massive bureaucracies of people that are highly technical and specialized to be able to tell people what to do and to be able to usher in the inevitable utopia. Everything is around trying to bring heaven on earth. So when she says, I'm not a biologist, what she's really saying is, look, I don't believe unless you have a PhD in biology, you should be able to answer the most simple questions that a citizen should be able to know. You see, statists, people who want stronger government and more corporate control, by the way, the same sort of impulse, the same sort of people that want Google to run the country, the same people that want the IRS to run the country, they do not want the common man to be whole or independent. We talk frequently on this program for the need for the revival of self-government and the rejection of technocrats. Self-government requires a people who can change a tire, grow their own food, know the very basics about their country, fix a leaky roof, and raise children. Self-government is not possible if the common man is not able to be self-reliant. That's not to say that there shouldn't be some form of assistance at times from local communities, that the government should do nothing. But as the common man has become more reliant on others, more reliant on Mr. Google, Mr. Uber, more reliant on an expert or a specialist, it by definition makes the country less free and it makes you less powerful. As America has focused more on the specialists, like Ketanji Brown Jackson has said, we need biologists to answer simple questions. That is a window into actually how they want the entire country to operate, that you might not be able to answer simple questions because you might not have a PhD from Cal Berkeley in biology. We're living through one huge logical fallacy. And of course, Ketanji Brown Jackson openly participates in it, which is an argument from authority. It's a logical fallacy. It's, quote, a formal fallacy in which it is argued that because a perceived authority figure believes a certain proposition to be true, that proposition must therefore be true. This is one of the first things you learn in a logic class, that just because someone who's in a position of authority, like a biologist, says something, therefore it must be true. Now, some people emailed us. They said, well, Charlie, I like the fact that Ketanji Brown Jackson wants biologists to answer the questions of men and women. No, you don't want that, actually. Go read some of the biological literature coming out of these universities. Biologists that are supposed to believe in anchored reality are the ones actually publishing the garbage that are saying that men and women are not tied to biological reality. Now, that's not every biologist, but it is the institution of the major biology, let's say, communities in America. This is all in an attempt to try and weaken and quiet the common man. For those of you that are the common man, the plumber, the welder, the electrician, the grandparent, the police officer, they don't want you to feel empowered. They want you to feel confused. Specialists and the desire to always have a specialist to answer life's most basic questions, by definition, make you less powerful. It makes you less confident. And it makes you more likely to be reliant and controlled by the government, by Google, or some massive power center. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time, with a purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products and MyPillow towel sets and so much more. Call 1-800-875, use promo code Kirk on MyPillow.com. That's promo code Kirk. I just bought a dog bed. It's amazing. Check it out right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mike Lindell is a great American. He sits on the Turning Point USA Advisory Board. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. We've heard a lot about yielding to experts in the last couple of years. And that window from Ketanji Brown Jackson, how she just scoffs it up, like, I'm not a biologist. I can't answer what a woman is. That's not my field of study, of course, where it kind of is in your field because you're in a position that is going to be interpreting the law of how it applies to citizens and people. And if you can't analyze the differences between a man or a woman, well, that's pretty telling. And it's also really legally compromising, by the way, because you're going to be talking about women's suffrage cases, Civil Rights Act cases, you're going to be talking about affirmative action cases, and we're talking about all sorts of different types of cases. And if she can't tell the difference between a man and a woman, or she won't tell us that, well, then she will not be able to ever talk about equal protection or a, quote, right of a woman to choose. And the whole thing is just so hilariously ironic because Biden says, I want to put a woman on the Supreme Court, a black woman on the Supreme Court, and that woman doesn't even know what a woman is. But it goes back to a theme that Woodrow Wilson put forward. If you want to kind of start the clock, the 60 minutes type clock of how America got to where we are today, it started bubbling up before Wilson, but Wilson really was the first American president to articulate from an academic perspective first, and then from a presidential perspective, that the founding and the structure of the country itself was flawed. Woodrow Wilson really came up with the idea of what we now know as the civil service or the bureaucrat. Now, bureaucrat comes from a French term that means a desk worker or paper worker. They never really leave. They're always there. They are the permanent structure. The bureaucracy is unchanging. The joke in Washington, D.C. always is, okay, Trump is president, Biden is president, but they work for the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy really can't be fired. It can't be moved. Once a government agency is established, there really is no getting rid of it. From the FDA to the CDC, to the IRS, to all of the agencies, hundreds and hundreds of agencies, this fourth branch of government is supposed to be run by specialists. Woodrow Wilson envisioned the administrative state, this fourth branch of government, as the following: a body of thoroughly trained officials serving during good behavior.
Wilson wanted well-educated, committed bodies of civil servants who advanced due to merit and were put in place due to their expertise. So when Ketanji Brown Jackson says, well, look, I'm not a biologist, what she's really saying is, I know the way the administrative state is supposed to be structured. I'm supposed to be the automaton that just answers why everything is racist. That's my job. The automaton that's supposed to parrot the regime talking points when it comes to biology is someone that might have a PhD in there, which of course is arguing from authority. This is an elite-based system that is foundationally rooted in arrogance, not humility. You see, they need this sort of technocratic infrastructure to pave the way for the Great Reset. They need compliance by the common man muscular class. They don't want you to be able to know how to change a tire, to be able to recite your rights. They do not want you to be able to know the difference between Madison, Jefferson, Washington, and Jay. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food. You see, all these things play into a pattern of independence. When you are independent and you're not yielding to experts, when you are independent and you're not always looking at specialists, when you are independent, then you're far harder to control. You see, our school system has become very specialized in the last 20 or 30 years. Now, there are some positives to that sort of specialization, but it also comes at a cost. When you specialize and you put a fourth grader, the Germans are most famous for this, fourth grader on a track, you're going to be a welder, you're going to be a mechanic, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be an accountant. That's fine if you don't want to create full human beings. Now, the specialization is probably better than exposing them to transgender woke ideology at third grade. It's probably better to have them know how to put together a car than be able to recite the 500 different types of genders that there are. But you see, fully empowered and fully informed citizens are the greatest threat to tyranny. And programming you to always look to specialists is a form of social control to make you more subservient to the state and the power centers. Big Tech is monitoring, censoring, mining, and selling your online information. And SquadPod is the solution. 100% U.S. programmed, owned, and operated, SquadPod is a convenient all-in-one application supporting your private connection with others of your choice. Safety brings together your friends, family, team, club business, or congregation with SquadPod's chat, document sharing, discussion, and televideo capabilities. The SquadPod application is encrypted, protecting your communications and content without annoying advertisements. They do not censor, mine, profile, or sell your information. I have gotten to know the SquadPod team quite well, and they are true patriots of the mission of dedicating themselves to your privacy, safety, and freedom of speech. Join myself and other organizations such as Turning Point USA, nonprofits, and churches by adopting SquadPod as your collaboration platform. Take back control of your privacy by visiting squadpod.com/Charlie. That is squadpod.com/Charlie. I want to give a thank you to the wonderful Dan Bongino, who is helping lead a movement to tweet out exactly what I tweeted in an attempt to try to see if Twitter is going to enforce against it. Dan is a great American. We work on a lot of things together, and I think very highly of him. So Dan is, he's standing by us, which we're really touched by. Thank you, Dan. And we stood by Dan when he got booted from YouTube. Now he's on rumble.com, R-U-M-B-L-E.com. So fully empowered citizens are a threat to despotism. The common middle class worker, the muscular class, right now they want that person to feel intimidated, alone, unclear about what's going on, and afraid. We must understand that mass government and corporate control can only occur to a people who first can't control themselves. When people can't control themselves, they become a lot easier to control. So instead of having our society develop a full human being, we have a society that weakens the resolve that
dilutes the ability of the individual to flourish and forces you to be subservient to some form of skilled specialist. Now, there's no better clip to kind of show this in action than an unnamed woman, I don't know who this is, who was at the swim meet of William Thomas, otherwise known as Leah Thomas, who she basically was being filmed, I don't know by whom, and said, "I'm a woman. That is not a woman. That is not a woman." And then some person came up to her who was probably a reporter wearing a mask, very low testosterone level, so probably a Northeastern reporter, and kept on saying over and over again, like, "Are you a biologist? Are you a biologist? Are you a biologist?" And I want you to listen carefully. This tape is phenomenal. The common man and woman has more wisdom than the biologist community. And isn't that also one of the lessons that we took away from the Chinese Fauci coronavirus? And the way that she completes this video is spectacular. Play cut 91.
"I'm a woman. That is not a woman.
Can I ask you a question?
That is not a woman.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you have both of these?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on, then ask me a question.
What's that?
Ask me a question.
Are you a biologist?
Oh, my God. Don't be ridiculous. I'm not a vet, but I know what a dog is.
I'm not a vet, but I know what a dog is. I'm not a specialist, but I could say and I could tell what a woman is." So this domination of our discourse by specialists and experts leads to a suffocation of speech. Not a biologist, can't comment on genders. Not a mathematician, you can't add up your grocery bill. Not a meteorologist, can't tell me it's raining. Since the left, or statists, whatever term you prefer, they've commandeered control of the specialists and the selection of which voices get a platform, the specialists then are able to implement a form of social control. And we saw this all throughout COVID, that we had to listen to everything that was being told us, regardless of how foolish or how insane the measures were, from the vaccine to the mask to lockdowns. Now, so what happens when specialists have differences of opinion? What happens when the regime's specialists are actually getting pushback from other specialists? So what happens when you have Fauci, who is the mascot of someone who has failed upwards, of the deep state? You want to see your country, why it's falling apart? It's people like Fauci why it's fallen apart, who's been wrong about everything the last couple of years. He's been right about nothing. And of course, he has direct blame for the death of hundreds of thousands of people unnecessarily. But Fauci received plenty of backlash. For those of you that watch CNN or the New York Times, you might know it. But did you know there is something called the Great Barrington Declaration? You see, the Barrington Declaration should have been something that every single American family was made aware of. The Great Barrington Declaration had 928,000 signatures from specialists. "As infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists, we have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies." So what happens when 928,000 specialists sign a declaration against Anthony Fauci? You see, the number of the specialists don't actually matter. They censored it. They knew that people were willing to listen to what was ever on CBS Good Morning or the push notification on their phone or was ever on their Facebook feed. Despite the fact there might have been disagreement amongst the specialists, despite the fact that speech actually would have allowed us to have become sort of nuance to our COVID-19 policy, most people still to this day, if you ask the normal person, "What's the Barrington Declaration?" I don't know. But they'd be able to tell you 15 days to slow the spread. They'd tell you to stay 6 feet away from one another. So Fauci has come out and he's using his argument from authority to try to bash the wisdom of 928,000 other specialists who disagree with him. Play cut 92.
"You know, George, that declaration has a couple of things in it that I think are fooling people, because it says things that are like apple pie and motherhood. If you just let things rip and let the infection go, no masks, crowd, it doesn't make any difference. That, quite frankly, George, is ridiculous. So this idea that we have the power to protect the vulnerable is total nonsense.
Fauci did everything he could to bash and slander them, and he continues to do that. The Great Barrington Declaration talks about how lockdowns will actually have more harm than good. It defines what lockdowns are. It defines how government is using them. It defines how young people were committing suicide at high rates. But Fauci doesn't like that, of course, because Fauci is not a scientist. He might pretend to be one. He's not a doctor. No, Fauci is nothing more than a statist. Fauci is someone who looks at himself in the Wilsonian tradition of growing government, restricting individual liberty, and suffocating the will of the people. Our reaction to COVID was driven by the despotism of the specialist. The common man knew this was an entire charade. He knew that. He knew it was baseless garbage. Yet because of our hyper-focus on specialization and an argument from authority, officials soon resulted in a wide disconnect between the rulers and the ruled. All these things coming down, all these measures were a huge disconnect. People say, wait a second, this doesn't make any sense. Why does Gavin Newsom not have to wear a mask at the Super Bowl, but my fourth grader at a local school does? And this ties into, by the way, something we deal with that you are in, that's impacting your ability to consume information, which is the fact-checking regime. We deal with the fact-checking regime every single day. So Facebook, Twitter, and all these other social media sites, they have these quote-unquote third-party specialists that come in and look at everything that we post on the Charlie Kirk Show. Everything. And if they, the specialists, have an opinion of a fact or something we said that is different, then they can remove the post. They can restrict our ability to post in the future. And then if there's enough violations, they could just take us out completely altogether. And so the fact-checking regime, which deals right now, I mean, we're not on Twitter because of a very similar sort of policy. So when you disagree with the specialist, and even if you have another specialist that disagrees, then it really comes to the institution. It all comes down to a pure power play, doesn't it? It really exposes the fraud of all of this. It exposes that many of these specialists, despite what they're publishing, are not even able to withstand any form of criticism. Do you really think that Fauci would be able to do an hour on the Charlie Kirk Show? Do you think so? Maybe so. Maybe you say, oh yeah, would he be able to answer very specific questions about alternative treatments and the cost of lockdowns and his ever-changing narrative and how he says the science has changed? Of course not. And that kind of goes to this theme that we're finally starting to see of people starting to reject the tyranny, the despotism, the authoritarianism of these specialists. So here's how it works. At a dinner party, at a conversation you might have, immediately when someone's losing an argument, they say, whoa, hold on. My doctor friend, or I'm a doctor, you say it's completely irrelevant. Tell me why it's true. I deal with this all the time when I go to college campuses. If a professor decides to come up and ask me a question immediately, they'll say, I'm a professor, you're not, therefore I am right. And that is an embedded logical fallacy. What if I told you our entire public health policy, now our biology policy, our legal policy is all being built on one massive logical fallacy argument from authority? I have a bunch of PhDs behind me, therefore I must be right and you must be wrong. Look at how much damage the PhD community has done to our civilization over the last couple of years. Just the last couple of years. Isn't it PhDs that told us we should invade Iraq? It's PhDs that told us that the financial system wasn't going to collapse in 08. It's PhDs that told us that inflation wasn't going to kick in. It's PhDs that told us first that the virus was no big deal and then it's such a big deal we have to lock down our entire civilization. Don't you notice that the PhDs are rarely ever the people that are fighting and dying on the ground in Afghanistan? No, they're the ones that go send your sons and daughters to go do that. I'm not against people with PhDs. There's plenty of good people with PhDs. We have some of them on our program, but you understand what I'm saying. The large community of the selected PhDs within this kind of, let's say, the protected class of specialists. They believe they are Plato's philosopher king. A philosopher king is someone that Plato believed was the ultimate type of ruler. Now, in the ideal, a philosopher king would be awesome. Someone who actually knows what's best for people and has studied the classics and knows what a human being is, but it's the opposite. It's now an all-knowing philosopher king with no wisdom and nothing but power. Look, I've been using ExpressVPN for at least 5 years, and now it's the VPN that I trust. And here's something that blows my mind. These guys actually engineer their own VPN protocol called Lightway to keep your data secure without sacrificing speed. That's what I love about ExpressVPN. No trade-offs. If you don't know what a VPN is, it stands for a virtual private network. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts 100% of your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. This is especially important when you use public Wi-Fi. Not only can the admins see everything you're doing, but hackers connected to the same network can steal your account logins and financial details. Because they engineered their own VPN protocol, all the other major VPNs have the same off-the-shelf protocol. Look, it's like making brownies using a mix. Sure, you might add an extra egg in there or a dash of vanilla to give it an edge, but the foundation is still the same. Nothing like using your own recipe. This level of bespoke technology is what allows ExpressVPN, the best VPN out there, to provide superior speeds and enhanced privacy and protection. It's 2022. You need to use a VPN every time you go online. If you haven't used one yet, visit expressvpn.com/Charlie and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie, expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. So what is the solution, you might ask, to the despotism of the specialists? What is the path forward when we are up against these massive odds? Well, first of all, it actually starts on a micro level. It starts on an individual level, which is do not allow yourself to fall victim to the hypnosis of an expert. Just don't. Now, some experts are going to be right about a couple things. I trust Dr. Pierre Corey when he has gone on about the benefits of ivermectin. He's an expert that publishes peer-reviewed and takes the tough questions. That's a good lesson, isn't it? If an expert won't take tough questions, like Ketanji Brown Jackson, well, then maybe that person is not much of an expert. If they're not transparent, maybe they're not much of an expert. You see, there are certain characteristics of a totalitarian government, and they always, always find a way of replicating themselves. There's methods of enforcement, one-party rule, which we're getting close to, not the fact that Democrats control everything, but the uniparty controls almost everything. We see that with Pelosi and Cheney and Kinzinger and Schumer. Modern technology allows totalitarianism to be executed much easier. And then the state control of all society, which requires specialists. Technocracy is a form of government where people with immense knowledge in science or technical expertise in an area are elected to public office, or they are put into positions of power. But it really starts with you. You understand they are trying to silence you. They want you to shut up. You speaking is a direct threat to their power. And the more we communicate and we just reject the premise, the weaker they become. So when they say, well, the experts say, what experts are they exactly? What do they have to say? And why is it we have to yield to that expert? Now, here's the thing. Experts should really be better described as masters of that topic. They know it through and through. But that does not disqualify other people to be able, if they want to spend the time, to at least become somewhat literate, not necessarily fluent in that topic. We used to be a country that would embrace this, by the way. We used to be a country that wanted the Renaissance man as a citizen, the person that would grow their own food, the person that would hunt for their own meat, the person that could fix their own fence, repair a leaky roof, change a tire on a car. I guarantee you, if I go to most of these college campuses, I would ask how many of you could repair a tire on a car. I'd say maybe 5% of hands would go up, and that's intentional. Now, it might be a silly example, but no, it's actually a metaphor of what they want the country to look like. So what's the solution? Empower yourself. You need to personally invest in self-government. You need to personally invest in self-reliance, not reliant on a government check, not reliant on Mr. Google to tell you where to go, not reliant on Uber to go deliver your food. No, no, no. Are you self-reliant? And especially for fathers and for husbands out there, are you able to lead your family against headwinds that are going to be coming here? Or are you going to be dependent on some technocrat, some specialist? Or are you going to say, hey, I can't eat even though there might be widespread famine because I'm not a farmer? Same sort of line of thinking that Ketanji Brown Jackson wants to hypnotize you could jeopardize the well-being of your family. Empower yourself. It's the only way to stop the regime. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.